Hello, I am Nandini Sahu from India. I am going to recite one of my poems. The title of the poem is Shoes. I have lived with some futile stories told by the characters from a fiction. Stories of a pair of shoes my grandfather wore, producing awe-inspiring noise like the thunderbolts. He was a gentleman, my maternal grandfather, the Royal Mail. He was a government officer, honest to the core, pleased his bosses, the Britishers, and pleased his wife, the Mem Sahib, wearing full-sleeve blouses, imported raw silks, Kundan jewelry, chewing betel, and supari. One day, grandfather was no more. My granny, long lived, her head held high, telling us umpteen times the story of her husband's shoes. I grew up, the fourth girl in the house of half a dozen girls. I dared to ask her once, why wasn't he a freedom fighter? Why wasn't Bapu his ideal? Why did he wear imported suits instead of the khadar? That would have held our heads high. How dare you? How dare you? The story of the shoes, the royal pair of shoes, was dribbled into my ears in chorus this time to shut my mouth then and there. Our grandpa, if not a deity, was certainly a venerated ancestral spirit. I was fed the story of shoes again once I was a teen. My father's polished pitch black shoes. Then I looked for many other farther words and shoes that traveled along the disillusioned roads throughout the long tropical days of Odisha. Our father floated inside us like an invidious old god, obliging our brains with luminous words, clamming our brains with the tapping noise of the shoes. Time rolled on. Another pair of shoes appeared in my providence, crushed the flowers of my other kingdom, where I was supposedly an empress, shoes this time shabby, unpolished though. I stopped planning the pages of my poetry books, got lost amidst the missing lines till I forgot the art of breathing. Then I thought I could overcome the echoing tap-tap of the shoes and chose to be a single parent one fine morning. Now there is a pair of small shoes, neat and tidy, my son's shoes. No bangs or traps clasp my intellect with these shoes. In the midst of the charms yearned, is there still a newer and better turn? But who knew? The noiseless clamor of the shoes had entered my head, like the early sun of summer filtering into our rooms. Now I keep myself busy, sipping cinnamon herbal tea, eating almonds, listening to music, reading things of my interest. I have heard the edge of the shoes had vanished long decades ago, when I first began writing in English without a flaw. Does memory spare you? Do the futile tales by futile characters stand by you? Do androgyny and patriarchy give you the space to think otherwise? The lisping, curious clatter of all those shoes haunts me now in my long summer days.